I'm Kevin Whalen reporting for EAA Radio with the 1 Week Wonder Time Capsule. It's 8 a.m. Monday, July 25th at the 1 Week Wonder Project Tent. The air is filled with excitement and anticipation for the start of Air Venture Oshkosh 2022. There's already a crowd here waiting for the start of something that is truly unique to Oshkosh, building a home-built aircraft in a week. The 1 Week Wonder project is fueled by a team of highly dedicated and skilled volunteers. Their goal is to complete a Sonics YXB complete build kit before AirVenture ends. This is the third time EAA has organized a 1 Week Wonder project, and the first time with Sonics. After a speech from EAA Chairman Jack Pelton, EAA Communities Director Charlie Becker gave the green light, and volunteers got right to work.
All right, let's get going. The kit's right there. Let's start getting it open.
EAA Radio's Mike Morgan spoke with Mark Scheibel, Sonics Aircraft's owner and president, about why Sonics was selected for this year's 1 Week Wonder.
Charlie Becker, approached us a little over a year ago and said he's looking to do the 1 Week Wonder again, and kind of said, well, you're up.
It's your turn.
Yeah, huh? Right. Are you interested? And, with quite a bit of fear and trepidation, we thought about it for a few days and finally said, yeah.
By the end of day one, volunteers were focused on their respective jobs and knew there was no time to waste. Chris Nash, production supervisor for Sonics, oversees production of the 1 Week Wonder. He was confident that the project was off to a good start.
Getting a lot of interest in Sonics, a lot of questions in our aircraft, the build process, the time that it takes an average person, but overall it's been really positive.
And when it comes to the challenges they face?
It's mainly just been some organization as far as tools and making sure we have enough of everything to continue on, but throughout the day we've been able to overcome that, and so far it's going really well.
On Tuesday, excitement continued to build, and the build team were cautiously optimistic they'd get it done in time. The 1 Week Wonder project is divided into five sections: fuselage, wings, tail, gear, and engine. Each section has designated section captains and volunteers with specific jobs. Michael Jackson, who is no stranger to logistics and large projects, is section captain for the fuselage.
Well, mostly assigning tasks to people, making sure they know exactly what needs to be done, what needs to be cut, how it needs to be cut. I check it before they cut it. I check it before they put rivets in there so they don't make a permanent mistake. So I just check over everything before they do something final. We have finished up the forward fuselage parts. We sent it over to the general public, so they're adding the final rivets to the assembly.
Michael Friend is one of the builders working on the fuselage section.
Well, I've built a couple of kit planes, Vans RV4, empennage, and a Silence Twister composite airplane. And my EAA chapter in Bremerton, Washington is building a Sonics Xenos right now. What I'm excited about is learning about what's coming up next for our project back home. So a lot of the operations that we're doing here this week are what we're going to be doing in our chapter back in Bremerton in the next couple of months on our project. Today is putting some of the ribs into the wing to get ready to start putting the skins on. And we're waiting for the public to finish putting the rivets into our side panels for the fuselage so we can start assembling that.
Tony Jones is a lead mechanic for Sonics and is also supervising the 1 Week Wonder project.
I am one of the Sonics employees who is acting as a supervisor and guide to all the volunteers here, making sure that if they have any questions, we get them answered and that we are on schedule and making good progress. I'm enjoying the whole entire process, getting to work with all these people. It's just been a blast, and we're making actually rather good progress, and it's been a lot of fun.
By Tuesday afternoon, convention attendees started to help build the 1 Week Wonder project by pulling rivets. Doug McDonald oversees the 1 Week Wonder tent and interactions with visitors.
We get them pull a rivet in the trial stand. Public walks up. They've never held a rivet puller in their hand before. They get an education how to do it. They get a pin. The pin is their license to pull a rivet on the actual airplane. They then come into where we're riveting sub-assemblies together. They get the picture taken. The visitor then pulls a rivet, has a picture taken. We enter the information into a database, and they sign beside the rivet that they pulled. That will stay on the plane until the plane is painted, at which time we'll be putting some graphics on the plane that takes the information that we entered into the iPad with the picture, and it'll be all of the names will be put in script on the side of the plane. So if you pull a rivet with the plane, your signature will stay with the plane. Everybody's engaged, everybody's having a good time. Lots of fun going on here.
As a pilot and aviation enthusiast myself, I couldn't pass on the opportunity to pull a rivet.
Tim and Robert are going to teach me how to pull a rivet, and I haven't in quite some time. I've only done it once before on a previous one-week wonder project, so.
All right, so we've got a pull-type fastener. We're going to slide this in the electric rivet puller. You're going to pull it in here. We're going to make sure we're going to bring it into the fastener hole. You're going to keep it square. Don't have it off square. You're going to squeeze on the trigger until it pops, and then we're going to make sure and keep it steady so we don't dance across our mark.
Scratching the aluminum.
Get it right at a right angle, squeeze it until it pops, and keep it steady, and then all the way out when it's done.
Yes.
Yep. Alrighty.
You got it.
Excellent.
Let's see you do it.
Alrighty.
Let's see. Get fastener hole.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Right here.
Because he just had it in there.
Got the angle lined up. Nice and easy.
Looks good.
And then I'm going to squeeze.
There you go. And then
easy
take the gun away.
It's just like that. Yeah. All right. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
That was exciting. What has your interaction been like with the public? Are there a lot of people who are pulling a rivet for the first time?
Most certainly are. There's a lot also just wanting to try the electric rivet gun versus an air gun.
As Tuesday came to a close, parts of the wing and fuselage were completed and the outlook remained optimistic. Wednesday marked the halfway point of the air show, and volunteers were moving along at a remarkable pace, with the tail section nearing completion. Laura Nerad is a lead builder on the tail section.
Well, it took us 2 years to build our plane, so seeing something from a kit to a full airplane in a week, I think it's pretty amazing. Today we finished the stabilizer, and we're going to be putting it on the airplane tomorrow.
Seth Kornblum comes from an aviation family. He taught his wife Jennifer how to fly in 2021 and is now teaching his sons Adam and David. Seth and his sons stopped by Wednesday and each of them pulled a rivet.
A couple years ago, the three of us also participated in the last 1 week wonder.
Yes, I've also pulled a rivet before for the 1 week wonder at Oshkosh.
I like pulling the rivet in the 1 week wonder. It's a cool thing to do every year.
I think the enthusiasm now, post-pandemic, it's really cool to see everybody really excited to be here and to want to participate. It's late in the day and still there's a big crowd here, so it really, really cool to see the energy around this one.
The tail wasn't the only part of the airplane moving along. Project supervisor Chris Nash was pleased with the progress of the build and how the team was dealing with challenges.
We really made a lot of progress on wings today and also forward fuselage. Tomorrow we're probably looking at possibly joining up wings on the fuselage and maybe getting a motor mount on it.
Have there been any times where maybe the team has needed to get a little bit creative with a solution to a problem that they've been having or with a difficulty they've been facing?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's natural with this type of project, but we've overcome the issues pretty quickly. Mainly it's just been parts that we've had to a few small things that may be needed to be replaced or things like that. But we've got them over from the factory and got it taken care of.
By Thursday morning, wings were taking shape. AirVenture attendees were still pulling rivets, and one of them was Lauren Marcotte from Illinois. She had attended AirVenture for 7 years with her family. This is her second 1 week wonder project.
It's kind of fun just to do it again. It's honestly really cool that you get to work on a plane and the whole community comes together for it.
There are about 10,000 total rivets on the 1 week wonder. While most who tried it out for the first time did fine, there is the occasional bad rivet. Tom Turner of Sonics is one of the project supervisors and advisors.
Those ones typically don't seat very well, or they tend to split on the backside. So that comes from manufacturer defects, things like that. So we just drill those out, pop the head off, and then you just tap that through the hole and then put a new one in.
Oliver Gergen and Kathy Mandel are from Minnesota. It was their second air venture, but their first time pulling a rivet on an airplane. They pulled the last two rivets on the right wing and were excited to take part.
Amazing.
It's pretty cool that people can build a kit like this. I mean, I didn't know kit planes were a thing until I first came here last year.
Yes, I am inspired by everything I'm seeing.
At the start of the day Friday, anyone walking up to the 1 week wonder could say, "I see an airplane." The wings, tail, and fuselage were assembled and mounted together. With only Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday left, EAA Communities Director Charlie Becker explained what will happen with the one-week wonder after the end of AirVenture.
Well, the immediate thing right after the taxi test, basically the show ends on Sunday. While the show is going on, we purposefully don't want to do any sort of flight testing, okay? Because we tell our members you don't flight test with a big crowd. Also, it's congested airspace. So the next day, we're going to go through it on Monday, make sure everything still looks good, and hopefully there'll be a first flight shortly after that. Then we'll roll into flight testing. Once the flight testing is wrapped up and we're happy with how the plane's flying, we will take it on a tour of our EA chapters. We have 900 chapters around the country. We're going to pick out a dozen or so that we're going to visit. And then next year at Sun and Fun 2023, we'll have it down there. And then it will be back here at AirVenture 2023 on display with its final paint scheme.
Although the week is nearing the end, there is still work to be done. Chris Nash is happy with the progress, but along with the team, remains focused on the goal.
We have some wings. We ended up fitting wings last night. Just got the engine, got it on its gear. I'm about to put a tail, and we'll probably get a canopy on tonight. Well, we need to focus on the avionics next. We have a lot of the firewall forward done, but I'd like to, again, get a windshield on there, get a canopy, get our tail on there, and we're pretty close to completion after that.
Nash also laid out the steps that need to happen before the aircraft flies.
We're going to probably do a fuel flow test on it, make sure that the pumps are working all right, check all the avionics, make sure we're getting good readings from them, and that's it.
And finally, the big question.
The question on everyone's minds, Chris, is it going to be ready by the air show Sunday?
We'll be ready.
For EAA Radio, I'm Kevin Whalen.